Feel your feelings. Own your feelings. Figure out life in your own way so you can be more you. And you can decide what you want your life to look like and how you want to be perceived and what you want to go after and not feeling like you have to do all the things in order to be looked at, respected, considered for things that you are well more than equipped to handle.
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Market. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so excited to have Crystal Simmons join us today. Crystal is a coach, speaker, and podcaster. She helps women who have said, I can't take this anymore and need to make a change. Uncovering mindset blocks and shifting clients' energy leads them towards unstucking themselves with ease, clarity, and the power to choose. And she is here to tell us all about that. So, Crystal, tell us, when you were in school, was this what you envisioned you would be doing? And how did you get here?
I love that question because the answer is no. My vision was going to school and my original thought was I want to help people. And then where do people need help? In the medical field. I was scared to be a nurse because, to be honest, I was fearful of my patient passing on me. So I was like, I don't want to do that. But my mom told me about X-ray, being a radiologic technologist. So that was my dream. I'm going to go work in the hospital. I'm going to help people. I'll meet new people and I'll have a great life. That's not what happened. A year as a radiologic technologist, I called my friend. I was like, Elise, I can't do this for 30 years. So long story short, I kept getting certifications. I became a certified mammographer. I considered doing ultrasound. I ended up getting my bachelor's. I thought about getting my I was just looking like there's something more. And thankfully now I can say this, about 12 years later, I went from being a radiologic technologist to teaching and instructing, being a coordinator to other imaging students, which was amazing. Again, never thought I would do that. I became an instructor. My last corporate job in the medical field was from the year 2017 to 2019, and I worked with the director of radiology. I was the chief technologist. I was managing 70 plus employees, about 7 different imaging departments. And that is where I realized the higher I climbed, the more I saw the truth. Were we actually helping people? Our staff was understaffed, so they were working extremely hard to the point where I questioned the safety for them and our patients. I also noticed there wasn't a focus on training. And I'm an instructor. I'm a coordinator. I'm coming from a background, the importance of education. And I didn't even get adequate training into this position. And I realized it's because my supervisor, she didn't have it. So she just rinsed and repeated what happened with her. I really value education. I value people being able to speak up for what it is that they need at work, personally, and thus why I became a coach. Partnering with those who know what it is they want, and even those who know what it is that they don't want. But they have that feeling of something's off, and I keep trying to chase something. And coaching allows that clarity. It allows you to kind of zone out and see the bigger picture and actually see options where you're not stuck, even though it may feel like that, but you're not. And that's why the podcast is called Unstuck Yourself with Crystal Simmons. It's about me being human, my guests being human, and them figuring out, okay, I just made a choice. I'm liking it. Uh-oh, I'm not liking it anymore. I feel kind of stuck. I don't have any options. And that could be in your career. It could be in your relationships. It could be with your family. It could be within your thoughts. All of that.
Can you tell us about some of the clients that you work with and the work that you do?
Yeah. The clients that I work with are one-on-one clients. They typically have their own business, but I also work with those who are in corporate, who are considering either applying for a higher level position, or they are considering opening or creating their own business. And the work that I do is 3 months, we get together, and it could be longer depending on what the goal is. And typically, my clients will have an idea of, I want to make more money, or I want to be able to expand, or even I want to be able to move and buy a house. Those are things where we may feel as though we don't have options. But once we get down to, why is that the goal? And it could be your goal, but what is motivating that goal? So then we can highlight what it is that we need to uncover that's keeping you from getting the goal, whether it's belief of not having enough money or not having enough time to create this business. Or I really don't like the word or the statement imposter syndrome, because it really doesn't dive into how it's created. We're so capable of so much, but when we don't have someone else reflecting all of our abilities back to us, which that's what I do as a coach, when I hear people say certain things, and also I'm listening for what it is that they're not saying, but how excited they get when they think about this goal, or how their energy kind of shifted and then they kind of hunch over, like now they're scared or hesitant. We dig into that so then we can address it, so that you can take actionable steps to whatever that goal is. And my clients after work with me have felt an increase, and I felt an increase with them to the point where it brings me to tears of just happiness, because I've always seen it in them, but they created the path of what it looks like at the end. And like my last client, we closed out our 6 months together, and she was like, I feel more like me. And that is the realest thing ever, when you're constantly questioning yourself, but yet now you're partnered with someone who actually allows you to kind of feel your feelings, own your feelings, not do anything if you don't want to do anything, but kind of figure out life in your own way so you can be more you and you can decide what you want your life to look like and how you want to be perceived and what you want to go after, and not feeling like you have to do all the things in order to be looked at, to be respected, to be considered for things that you are well more than equipped to handle.
Crystal, I love how you shared that your experience working in this corporation, you learned a lot, but not necessarily the best that aligned with your values. And then you were able to essentially get unstuck from being there and move on to start a new business and a new chapter and do something that probably was scary when you were first doing that. And now you're able to coach other people who are doing something similar. Can you share what some of the first steps you took were? So when you decided to leave your job, did you start your business on the side and you were doing it on the side while you were still at your job? Or did you quit your job and then you started? And again, what were some of those first steps?
I am so thankful for my journey of this. To answer I'm gonna answer this first question. I never wanted to own a business. That was never the goal, ever. Never had thoughts of it. And when my everyday became so uncomfortable to live, like literally just live and dream and grow, that's when I had that spark of, I gotta do something else. And I actually started a product-based business while I was working at my full-time job, not to bring in more money, not to leave that corporate job. It was because I was so depleted of being around positive people, being around people who had hope. And when I went to a meeting, I was like, oh my goodness, they're positive people. And they actually want me to do well. And they actually encouraged me. And it just gave me something I didn't know I needed. And I actually had that business for 2 years. And I realized I'm growing this team. I'm coaching my teammates. I actually want to coach individuals my own way. I want to be able to create that path. And thus began Crystal Clear Purposes, obviously, because my name is Crystal. But we have multiple purposes, I feel like, and you get to change them. And the first step was saying, I enjoy this product-based business. My main focus is my coaching business. That was me telling my clients. That was me telling my team. That was me letting social media, my family, everyone know, I'm going to stop. People want to purchase, they can, but my main focus is crystal clear purposes. So I think the first step is to be clear with your messaging. Even if it is on the side, let people know what you're doing. And so many people came like in my DMs, text message of, you've helped me in so many ways, even when we were in the hospital. And it gets me emotional because had I not taken that leap, I don't know if they would have reached out to me and told me that. And that was such a dark period of my life. It was 2 years that I was doing my best and I didn't know if people could see that. So them giving that to me, even if I didn't coach anybody, that was a lot. And I really appreciated that. So please let people know what it is that you're doing. You would be surprised how many people are like, I've been watching you for a while. You'd be like, who? Wait, do I even remember you? Oh my goodness.
Want a chance to be on the show? We're currently accepting applications from our Entrepreneurista League members to be featured on Startups and Stilettos. Think of the Entrepreneurista League as your team members in what can be a lonely startup founder's journey. As startup founders, we may not get the luxury of a huge team from day one, but with the League community, you have a built-in support system. It's been proven that the only way you can build a successful startup is with a strong community. If you find yourself in need of that community, there's a place for you in the Entrepreneurista League. Our members are networking, doing business together, and forming real and meaningful connections. Head over to entrepreneurista.com/join to learn more. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. I can't wait to meet you and help you navigate your business journey.
I think you're giving a lot of people permission to trust their gut and yes. broadcast their news, because sometimes those are two really hard things to do. You are inspiring so many people, I have no doubt. Steph and I want to make sure we help you as well. Do you have any questions for us as you are growing your business?
Thank you so much for that. I actually do interviews for podcasting, panelists, and things of that nature. I was wondering, how do I tell my story over and over again without feeling like this is redundant, or should I leave some of this part out, or should I add this? So how can I better share my story over and over again in a productive way?
When you talk about sharing your story, are you talking about it when you are the guest or when you are the host?
The guest.
So you have to keep in mind, when someone is listening to a podcast, there's a good chance they haven't heard you tell your story before. So this information is new for them, even though it's old for you. So you want to keep in mind, what is the length of the podcast? If the podcast is 30 minutes, you want to be sensitive to how much time you're going to spend on your background, because you don't want to run out of time that you don't get to talk about what you're doing in this moment and where you're headed. You also want to, I think, bullet point the most meaningful parts of your story, that if someone only had a brochure to read about you, would fit on the cover of the brochure, because you don't want to give them the whole magazine of your life to read if that's not the kind of time that they have. So you want to think, what would be the most important things for me to talk to someone about? Kind of like your elevator pitch when you're trying to sell your business. What would be the most important thing someone should know about you when you are the guest? That is a launching pad for a conversation. You definitely don't have to feel like you have to tell someone your whole story before starting that conversation. That's what the whole conversation is designed to do, is to pull your story out of you.
Gotcha. I like that.
And Jessica is an expert at helping women put their talking points together to be able to succinctly share these stories. So you guys should definitely connect, because she is a wealth of knowledge for sure.
That's exciting. Yes, I'm down for that.
Crystal, do you have any other questions that we can help answer for you?
I was wondering, what is some of your suggestions on building a community? I feel as though I'm doing it now, but definitely want to be able to have retreats for my community of either current clients, past clients, people who aren't even clients, but I'm really into the building of a community in a safe space.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you see, of course, by being a member of our Entrepreneurista community, you see the impact that it can make when you're able to bring people together and you're that launching pad for that community to get together. Because you, of course, can help all these people one-on-one, but they're all then able to connect and network and help each other too. And when you see that amazing network effect, as someone, as you shared, you just love being able to help people and help support people, there's definitely nothing better. So in terms of tactical things that you can do, we use the platform called Circle for our community, for the Entrepreneurista League, which has been an incredible platform for us to be able to have the technology to be able to seamlessly bring everyone together and everyone can log in and connect. And then it's really all about like how you set up those different spaces in your community. So you give people permission to be able to connect and talk to each other. And then I would say the most important thing really is listening. So you just mentioned you want to have retreats. And the question I would pose back at you is that something that members of your community or clients, are they looking for that? Like, do they want to have those retreats? And ask those questions, find out what's important to them. If they want to do retreats, what are they looking for? What are they looking to learn? And then you can create what your community that you've already naturally built by having all of these clients and people in your network are actually looking for. Because the worst thing that can happen is you want to do all of these things and you're like, I'm going to do this retreat and it's going to be $25,000 for everyone to go, making up these numbers. And we're going to go to Antigua. And then you post about it and people are like, I don't want to spend $25,000. I don't want to go to a retreat in Antigua. So have conversations and ask questions to your community first.
Steph, for those who are unfamiliar with Circle, for the entrepreneurs out there who are thinking about implementing Circle into their business, can you also just give a little bit of insight into how Circle works on the back end and how you sign up and how you incorporate it into your everyday?
Absolutely. So Circle is a technology that's used for creators and businesses to build their own community. So there's a lot of different use cases of Circle for us, for the Entrepreneurista League. It's specifically for a membership community. For an e-commerce business who have lots of customers, they might want to launch their own community on Circle platform instead of using a Facebook group. Because when you use a platform like Circle, you essentially own your community, if you will, which means when your members join, you're controlling all the content in there. You are able to see the stats and analytics. Like, it's your community that you've created. And what the other thing we really love about the platform is they have so many resources for their customers of the platform. So Circle has their own Circle platform for people that have communities, and you're able to access all of their resources as well. So there are definitely many technology platforms out there right now for communities. And we vetted lots of different platforms. We actually started on a different platform before we switched over to Circle, and we made the move over. And when you have a community and you've already launched on a platform, it is not easy to move everyone over to a new platform. But to us, it was worth it because of how amazing this platform was. So for any of our entrepreneurs that are interested in learning more about Circle, we do have a partnership with them and they have special offers for our community. So you can go to circle.so/entrepreneurista. And they offer a community a 14-day trial to try out the platform as well. So it's really great. And we've done events with Circle as well to show how to use the platform. Because as I mentioned, we do have a lot of members of our community that have businesses where they're creating communities as their business. So we're able to help point them in the right direction with this platform.
And you mentioned, Stephanie, with a lot of resources with Circle, what would be some of the benefits, or at least one that was major for the Entrepreneurista League to switch over?
There were so many reasons we decided to switch over to this platform. Something that was really important to us was a platform where it was very easy for our members to be able to network and connect through the platform, and for our members to have specific profiles as well. So when you go on their platform, you can fill out all the information about yourself and your business. The directory is searchable through the platform, and then you can easily DM or message people, and you can actually send group messages on there as well. They're always launching new features. So they're a fast-growing technology company, so there's always new things that are coming out.
And Crystal, is there anybody in the league that Stephanie can connect you with, and anything you want to say just about being a member?
Yeah, the first one, Stephanie, one of the, I think it was a new member orientation or something, you had mentioned Leslie Grossman, and she was a coach. So of course I was like, ding, 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 a coach who's coaching two very just successful, engaging women, like business women owners, please, more please. Like, how do we get a connection there?
Yes, I will make an email intro to Leslie. She is wonderful and she leads our Circle coaching platform as well. So we will definitely make an intro. And Leslie also coaches coaches. So you will definitely enjoy connecting with her and learning more about her. So I will go ahead and make that intro.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Crystal, what's been the most impactful part of being part of the Entrepreneurista League community for you?
I've been a part of other networking groups, and I was in another networking group and she connected me with you all, like sent me the link. And I appreciate you all having so many opportunities to learn more and not just pay to join, to actually experience it. And getting on that call, I was able to see so many varying businesses, but also people who were very successful. The other networking groups, I paid a lot of money and didn't get the education. I didn't get the community. I didn't get the mindset of being able to grow and expand. It was very complacent with where I was. And that made me very uncomfortable. And joining the Entrepreneurista League, I gave pause because of that experience with another networking group where no one wants to spend their money and not get value from it. And my value is true connections, but also I like being around creatives who want to connect and expand. And it doesn't mean we want to have like a $50 million business and we want to get it within the next couple of years, but it's actually being able to dream and collaborate and encourage another one. And the ladies that I've met, I was able to give them some tips or some things and connect them with other people. And they did the same for me so quickly within a couple of weeks. So I'm appreciative of just the space. So thank you.
Well, we're so glad that you are part of the community and congrats on everything that you are doing and continuing to help so many others. Where can everyone find you and follow you? And of course, for those who are interested in signing up for your services, where's the best place to do so?
The best place is email. I'm at crystal@crystalclearpurposes and also my website at crystalclearpurposes.com. Instagram, I'm Crystal Clear Purposes. I'm all over. So I am reachable. I don't know if y'all share links.
Yeah, we'll share all of these links out in the show notes as well.
And the best way is to book a clarity call. The clarity call provides 30 minutes of you getting to know me to get to know you, and to understand what coaching is and what coaching is not, and what you are capable of creating while I partner with you along this journey.
Thank you, Crystal. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jessica. We're here to help you put your best heel forward.
You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM @entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.